The effort to allow VPSOs to carry guns cleared a major hurdle this week when the Alaska House unanimously passed the bill that does just that. The decision is now in the hands of legislators in Juneau, and while the bill passed 38-0, the issue on the ground is more nuanced. Several YK Delta VPSOs were in Bethel for training last week and spoke to KYUK's Ben Matheson about the prospect of being armed.
Jacob Tabithluk is from Nunapachuk and is an 8-year veteran of the VPSOs. He said he initially had mixed feelings about arming VPSOs, and that's because many of the people he meets in his job are people he's known for years.
In the back of your head, you think, if you carry a firearm, how is this person going to react, or how is this person that you've dealt with for so long being unarmed and going to a call where there's guns involved? Having someone else point a firearm at you, it, lack of better words, it freaks you out to where you realize how quick things can go bad.
Sergeant Jonathan Otto has been a VPSO in Congigaguk for 20 years. He says conversations with community members have been largely in favor of arming, and that's critical because communities will have some say in whether their VPSO is armed.
I've been told by some people that it's about time you guys are getting armed because of how the young people are getting more aggressive, that we should be able to go home to our own families instead of just being killed.
Two officers have been killed in the line of duty, the most recent being Manicotic's Thomas Madole. That's what spurred the most recent legislative push, and in that law is the requirement for training standards. Otto says part of that training came very early for most VPSOs.
Most of the people in the rural villages have been taught to hunt with a long rifle, so, and most of them have been told about not pointing a gun to anybody. We've been told since we were kids when our dads taught us how to use a gun.
Tabithluk says it's ultimately a matter of officer safety. He says guns are part of the lifestyle in his community. Having a VPSO armed just makes sense.
I don't care if it's a shack. You're going to find some kind of gun. And you'll see kids walking around holding guns, going out hunting. And it's a common thing in the villages. And for a VPSO to carry a sidearm, I don't think there's anything, it would be anything new. A trooper comes out with a sidearm, a kid walks up to him and looks at his sidearm and walks away. It's going to be nothing new.
The bill to allow VPSOs to be armed is now in the Alaska Senate. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.